Welcome to Solutions from the Huddle, where we discuss meaningful business topics to add value to your efforts. Titus Bartolotta is a certified business coach that's often hired for one-on-one coaching, corporate training, and speaking engagements. Now, here's your host, Titus Bartolotta.
All right, welcome to the program. We are so excited to have you. You could do anything with your time, and you're sharing it here with us. So welcome, my friends, to Solutions from the Huddle. I'm your host, Titus Bartolotta. I'm sitting next to one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, my friend Chris Allison. How are you, sir?
I am great, Titus. It's great to see you again, my friend.
Yeah, how's everything going in Chris's world?
Everything is just fine. Everything is just fine. Glad to get back on the show, talk about meaningful business topics, and we've got a great guest today that we're going to jump right into.
We certainly are. We start our program the same way every time. We ask that you'll join us. But we start in prayer. So, Lord, we give you glory and honor for all things, for this show, our sponsors, our guests, everyone involved. We ask that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart would be acceptable in your sight. Amen. We want to make sure, for those of you that are just now tuning in the first time ever, that you know that this show is all about meaningful business and life topics. We want to make sure that our listeners walk away from the program with so much value they just can't stand but to go out and make actionable change in their lives. Yeah, we want to make sure that when you listen to this, that you take something away from it. So we don't want you to just come visit and not get anything from it. But today we have a really exceptional guest. Chris and I sometimes will run the show and we'll just teach a topic and talk. And but then we get these letters, Chris, right? About, can you guys get some better people on the show? You know, when it's just Chris and I, it's not enough, right? They want more.
You haven't shown me those letters, but trust you they're there.
They're going directly to me. Somehow people are, no, I'm kidding. But we have a really phenomenal guest. So I want to introduce him so that we've got most of the show for him to teach us some really, really impactful things. Here we go. So it would be easy to say that Mike's career has been going around circles for the last 25 years in the motorsports industry. You see, Mike's built a reputation for creating brands, athletes, and sports properties by launching and leading award-winning marketing and communication campaigns. Mike has represented many, 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 many highly regarded brands such as Mercedes-Benz, 3M, Tylenol, Walmart, Eli Lilly, and Fifth Third Bank. His book, Reputation Shift, 5 High-Performance Truths for Success, delivers practical and ready-to-use personal branding and reputation-building strategies for people who want to ensure personal and professional success. My friend is on the program. Mr. Mike Mooney is on the show. Mike, how are you? How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Titus. Chris, thanks so much for having me on. I am, I'm excited to be here this morning.
Yeah, we're excited because, don't tell any other guests this, okay?
I won't.
But by far the best guest ever in the history of the show, I think, is today. Yeah, Chris?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, you've never mentioned that before.
Yeah, I've never said that before. Perfect. Also, don't mess up. No, I'm just kidding. Listen, I want you on the show because we have business owners, Mike, that are listening to the program, and they're always trying to get the edge, right? Mm-hmm. They're trying to be a cut above the person to their right and left. And maybe it's not even a business owner. We have a lot of just folks that are sitting and listening, and maybe they're a stay-at-home parent. Maybe they're later on in life, and they're just trying to figure out how to add value. But I think everybody sees value in reputation, right?
Right.
And
right.
If they don't, I'd love for you to help them understand why that's important. So really, I want to get us kicked off since we have a reputation specialist. I want you to help me kind of understand, what does creating a brand and strengthening your reputation matter to leaders today? Why does that matter?
It does on so many levels, Titus. You know, and I'm going to start out with the statistics. Okay, people love stats, right?
Absolutely.
And I'll run through a couple of those because it'll help ground us in the conversation.
Great.
That if you look at organizations, companies, 50% of the organization's value is tied to its leader's reputation. Think about that, right? And we see that when you look at publicly traded companies, when they bring in new leadership and you look at their stock, right? It goes up or down based on that executive's reputation.
Before they've even done anything.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's based on what they've done, right? So we see the impact. Now, that has an even greater value as you go down the line to small business owners as well, right? The other part of it here is that from an employee standpoint, right? 85% of employees would leave their current employer to go work for a company that had a great reputation.
Wow.
Think about that. Right? Can you afford, as a business owner, you look at 85% of your employees if they were to walk out one day? All because of a reputation. Because people want to be associated with people, with brands that reflect well upon them. reflect their values, reflect what they're about. Right?
Sure.
And then if you want to take it to the actual business level, for new business, 65% of all new business comes through referrals. Guess what?
Mm.
Referrals, 100% based on your reputation, right? So you can see right there that from the business case, that reputations matter. Now, I want to take it more to the personal side because I love what you said,
Please.
That there are going to be people who are looking at this now and their different stages of life and where they are and beyond business ownership, but just sort of their own development. And Fast Company had a great story on a study back in July that was called the 5 super skills that every person's going to need to have to succeed in the future. I'm like, wow, this sounds pretty interesting. I'm thinking super skills, right? Coding, programming comes to mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? The number one super skill, personal branding and reputation.
Wow, that's interesting.
Right? At no other time in human history have we had the opportunity to stand up and stand out because of technology and social media to create brands to help connect, create, evolve, and make a difference, right? So that's what this is about. This isn't just about, you know, hey, your business can grow because it can, but it's also about people.
Yeah.
Individuals.
You're leaning on the positive side of this, talking about how easy it is today and maybe relative to how it was 100 years ago,
right.
But also how easy is it for us to really screw it up, right? I mean, I watch.
Too easy.
Yeah, it's too easy. We have a real leadership issue in this world today. People are always showing us like how not to be a leader.
Yes.
And I think they have such an open access. Maybe to your point, Mike, you're talking about technology, how it's far easier today to have a brand and a reputation known by more people.
Right.
How easy is it to screw it up?
Yeah.
Does it happen overnight? Does it take time?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, the beauty for my work right now is that every day I've got new material to work with. And it's unfortunate. I know it is, but we look at the headlines.
Yeah.
We look at the headlines. And the interesting thing about it is when you look at this, and you hit it on the head, there's a leadership gap right now. And my opinion and where my work centers around is values-based. It starts at your values. I believe, in my humble opinion, is that when you look back and dissect these crises of leadership or reputation, you can trace back a point where there was this intersection in the road. And it was the intersection of values and behavior. And someone took a step away from their values.
Sure.
And acted in a way that they thought maybe in the short term wouldn't be that big of a deal, but over time becomes a headline.
Yeah.
And not only livelihoods lost, but legacy.
Sure.
Right? Mm. Families. And worse yet are the people that may work for them. I mean, these are folks that are coming into work every day and had nothing to do with it, but the person's name is on the sign out front. And because look at Weinstein, look at Harvey right
Absolutely.
Now. I mean, that company is, from the reports, was folding right now. And there are hundreds of people that work for him that are going to be looking for jobs.
Well, you know, there's people, they have shows, right? And where one of the main actors or actresses do something, and now the show gets canceled. Well, there's the guy that was doing the boom mic and the camera doesn't have a job anymore.
Right.
It had nothing to do with that.
Right.
So I guess what you're saying is we really kind of need to wake up if we're not already awake and understand how valuable reputation is, how valuable navigating a crisis when it comes along.
Yeah.
Is this part of the reason why you decided to write a book all about reputation management?
It is. You know, honestly, the background on it really comes from the last 25 years that I've had in motorsports. Like you were kind enough to say in the intro, and working with brands and working in crisis management and reputation management, rehabbing, you know, as well. And what jumped out at me all along the way is that we tend to focus on crisis and reputation after the fact.
Yeah.
Right? It's that reactive mindset. And I really, in my heart of hearts, have wanted to approach this from that proactive mindset. You know, there is significant empowerment in asking the question, what if versus what now? Right? The what if is, let's look at where there's risk. Let's look at how I'm acting. Am I leaning into my values? Is my organization, you know, running the way it needs to? And then working through those situations to strengthen and protect versus the what now, which is we put everything on hold.
Yeah.
We got to put this fire out right now. So that was really kind of the idea. And what kept coming back to me, and I'm going to ask you this question. I want to flip the script a little bit here.
Okay.
Is the idea of the book was born out of one question that came to me as I was working on these various crisis situations. And I'll ask you right now, you know, can you put a dollar value on your reputation? How much is that worth?
Yeah, I think that, and I know that's probably far more rhetorical, but I would say that it's priceless.
Right.
I would say that it's probably the most valuable thing that I possess, and it's probably the greatest inheritance that I'll give my family, my kids, is a reputation. You know, ironically, I can kind of speak to that. And Mike, we know each other outside of the studio.
Right.
And some of the listeners know, you know, my backstory, where I came from, what I went through. You know, I remember being a young person knowing very intimately that last name that I had really wasn't worth anything. You know, there were so many folks that messed up that name, made bad choices. And I was kind of just stuck being the kid of, the nephew of.
Right, right.
I realized that I didn't want, I asked my wife, I said, you know, what are we going to give the kids when they turn 15 and 16? Everyone gets their kids a car or whatever.
Yeah.
I said, gosh, I wonder if we could really work hard over the next 15, 20 years and maybe hand them over something that's worth having. So I very intimately appreciate you and your book and what you do for people and businesses, because I think it matters.
Well, and you hit it on the head with the inheritance, the legacy that you lead. I mean, what you spoke of right there is what we call the halo effect, right? When people said, oh, you're the son of, oh, you're related to, that's the halo, right? You didn't happen to do it, but because there's the association, you're in that halo.
Sure.
And often when I ask that question, Titus, about the values, I'll get three answers generally, right? What you just said, it's priceless.
Yeah.
You know, another is it's 10x my salary.
Okay.
Right. So people are thinking, you know, what am I making now? What is the opportunity going to bring to me? I still think you undervalue it at that point.
Yeah.
And the last one is, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
And that's the one.
If I didn't know you so well or have that backstory, I probably, that would have been my answer.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Agree.
Yeah. And what that points out, quite honestly, is that we never truly embrace or think of the value of our reputation until we paid a price.
Sure.
Right. So why wait for that?
Yeah. Why not? I think you use the word be proactive, right? Being a kid, everyone's going to resonate with this. All right. If you're driving, if you're listening, wherever, however you're enjoying this content. Remember when you were a kid and we had those drills in school, you know, and you either had to get in the hallway or get underneath the desk.
Yeah.
They were preparing us and getting us in this mindset of going, hey, when there's an issue, this is what we do. But we were doing it before the issue, Mike, right?
Right. Exactly right.
And where did we lose that? You know, I mean, we grow up and we get busy and we just all of a sudden go, well, we'll deal with it when it comes.
Yeah.
You know, I can't agree more. So here's a question. How are reputations typically being managed today? Because I'm sure it's different. I run across, in coaching and teaching, I run across so many business professionals, Mike, that go, well, this is how I've done it for 15 years.
This is how
I did it 20 years ago. I learned, or the person who taught me, and I go, yeah, it's a little different in today's world. So how are these things being managed today?
Yeah. You know, the first part is you have to acknowledge that there has been a change. You know, technology has radically shifted the way that we need to be looking at managing our reputations, our brands, right? Today, though, what I see more often, and you probably see this with in your business coaching and some of your listeners out there, you know, it's all search engine optimization, SEO, right? And it's all about recognizing that 90% of people don't go past page 2 of Google. So let's go ahead and bury the cat turd. let's just get it down off page 1, move it to page 2, and voila, it's gone, and you'll be in good shape. In my opinion, there's nothing wrong with that, because it's a resource, and quite honestly, we recognize that search is one of the primary, you know, points of new business in that funnel. Great, okay? But to me, it's a digital strategy to an analog problem. Right?
It's a great way to word that.
It's a behavior thing, and that gets back to people, right? So SEO is great, and it's important, but it should only be one strategy that you're using. The other's got to be looking more introspectively.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you don't, guess what? It's going to be like whack-a-mole. You know, oh, here it is again. Oh, there it is again. There it is again. And it just, the cycle keeps repeating, whether it's with you as the leader or it's with your employees. It goes on down the line.
The other thing that we see, I mean, with social media, Mike, like you mentioned earlier, people are real quick, aren't they? Mm-hmm. If they have a bad experience, boy, are they real quick to make sure that everyone in their circle knows about it.
Right on. Yep. Yeah.
There's no laziness in those people.
No. And then the 90% or 95% that have great experiences often don't share those
stories.
So it seems like in today's age, it is so much more difficult to manage your reputation with Facebook, Twitter, and everything else that's out there.
Well, it is, because you know what? What social media does is it creates, it doesn't always create a clear picture. It's more like a mosaic, right? It's bits and pieces of what people tend to see, which is why, again, it's so vital that in our day-to-day interactions with people, right, getting back to values, right, and what we say, what we do. More importantly, what we don't say or what we don't do, and these daily interactions with people, that's what matters. You know, and again, that's why in today's world, why it's so easy with just a mouse click, people can tear down a brand or get you mired in this mess of trying to have to defend yourself. Well, if you've been taking the steps on the front and then being proactive over time, you will have built up strategies, you've built up equity and relationships in your industry that when, you know, the whole point of it is when people ask me, so what is a reputation? I'll say it's simple. Your reputation speaks for you when you aren't there to speak for yourself.
Powerful, powerful. Don't you dare go anywhere. We are going to take a quick break. We're going to say thank you to our wonderful sponsors. You're listening to Solutions from the Huddle right here on ESPN Charlotte.
Add value to your next corporate event. Hire talk show host, certified business coach, teacher, and speaker Titus Bartolotta, whose speaking style is motivational, informative, and engaging.
Hi, this is Titus Bartolotta. I'm the founder and president of the Lotta Foundation, Business Leaders Unleashed, and Collaborative Solutions Group. I'd love to add value to your next event and leave those that attend better for it.
To learn more about how you can book Titus Bartolotta for your next speaking event, visit team-csg.com or call direct at 704-765-1524. Is your internet and network slowing your business down? Call the team at Postmodern Communications. They offer affordable network support and phone solutions for your business. Postmodern Communications is your solutions partner. Call them at 704-237-3931.
Hi, Titus Bartolotta here from Collaborative Solutions Group, inviting you to join our program that focuses on personal development and business growth. 8 topics from leadership, communication, mindset, sales, and more. Get the details by visiting team-csg.com. Limited space, visit team-csg.com. All right, and we're back. You're listening to Solutions from the Huddle. We are so excited that you're with us. We want to say thank you to each and every sponsor for allowing us to continue to bring this show to the Queen City. If you were wondering why it sounded so good, why Mike's voice is coming through like an angel, it's because we're talking on the Postmodern Communications microphones. We love and appreciate those guys, don't we, Chris?
We absolutely do, and all of our sponsors here with the program, and appreciate everyone listening. 7:30 The Game, ESPN Charlotte, and all of the podcast opportunities that we have at ESPNCharlotte.net, and also Team Blue as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So the great thing is I have people all the time that go, gosh, I missed the show Sunday morning. How do I hear it again? You can really easily go to team-csg.com or espncharlotte.net. You're going to want to make sure you re-listen to this show over and over because of how amazing Mike is and the kind of information he's bringing. Mike, before we get back into these questions, how do people get a hold of you? Yeah, people are listening right now and they're falling in love with you.
Oh, very nice. You know, and I'm falling back.
Yeah, yeah. And so how do they reach out? How can they get you in their world and have you be a part of their solution?
Yeah, very, very simple. You can go to my website at mikemooney.com, M-O-O-N-E-Y, mikemooney.com. You can hit me up on email, mike@mikemooney.com.
Yeah.
And you can see me on social media. And it's just @Mike_Mooney.
Yeah.
It's the branding guy in me.
Yeah,
you know, I'm trying to keep it easy.
He's making it simple for you, which means there's no excuse to not get connected with our good friend, Mike.
And he's not hiding his name, so his reputation must be pretty solid.
He's putting it out there, guys. Now, listen, his reputation is solid, but what happens when a reputation goes sour? Yeah, that's the next question I've got for you. And everyone, make sure this is the part you don't miss. You don't drift off. You don't get distracted. Tune in, dial in, buckle up. Here's the question. You ready? So, Mike, please help our listeners understand. I want to know what the impact is of a reputation or brand crisis. Yeah, this is not just the be proactive, let's put things in place. I'm talking about full out blown crisis. How do we deal with that moment?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you that that moment is really kind of a hold your breath moment if you're not prepared, right? And we could spend the whole show on what to do, right? But I would tell you this really high level right now is, you know, the first step is assess the validity. Is it true? Is it false? Right? You have to understand if this is a false claim or is there truth to this. If there's, you know, truth to it, then you've got to consider the source, right? Is the source credible? Are they not? Where is it coming from? And at the same time, then you've got to be looking online and media to look and see, is this story, is this picking up traction? Are people starting to report on it, right? And we talked about earlier, technology has an amazing way of creating velocity, right?
Yeah.
So these are steps that are sort of happening all at the same time. And let's just take the you know, approach or mindset that this is a true accusation and there's an issue here. So while you're looking through the validity, you've established it is, you look at the credibility, the person is credible, maybe they're a customer or a vendor or whatever it might be, and it's starting to get pickup. Well, now you've got to start internally looking at where did this break down? How did this happen? So you can best start getting your messaging together.
Okay.
Because the worst thing you can do in a crisis situation is say no comment.
Okay.
Or just wait for it to hope and goes away. Hope is not a plan. Write that down. Hope is not a plan.
Hope is not a plan. Okay.
And it's not because you know what? It won't go away. Confucius once said, it's a great, I love this saying. There are three things you can't hide from: the moon, the sun, and the truth. Right? So if this is indeed true, you've got to start getting your messaging together. You have to start recognizing where this came from so you can address it and let people know that you are addressing it. You recognize it, right? This world that we used to live in of deny, deny, deny does not work anymore in this connected world.
Yeah, I hope that everyone took the notes that they should have taken right there, because I think that's the difference between getting through it and having to tell the story, this is why I'm out of business.
Yeah. Well, you'll get through it. I mean, you'll get through it. One way or the other.
Sure.
You'll get through
it.
You're either going to come out on the other side with ruins and smoke and rubble.
Yeah.
Or there's the opportunity that in crisis, right, you can actually create change. Because listen, people understand, we all make mistakes. We're human. We're fallible. Mm-hmm. Right? As leaders, we are. But people are willing to give you the second chance if you recognize where things broke down and that you're earnestly trying to make a difference.
So I feel like you're in my brain right now because my next question here is, I think that everyone sees risk and threats in crisis, but do they ever see opportunity? So help me understand. I think when we have that crisis, we all start using much shorter length words, right? We start using four-letter words. We start getting upset. We freak out.
Yeah.
I don't think we needed to like belabor the point that there's risk inside of crisis. But is there opportunity? And if so, how do we see it? How do we capture it? How do we take advantage of it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there is, but it all depends on your perspective. Right? It all depends on your perspective. So, you know, that's actually one of the things that I help leaders, entrepreneurs, business owners do is sort of see around those corners. Right, when they're looking at the business line and what's going on, I'll come in, and that's when we start looking at your industry. Are there things happening in the industry right now that you need to be mindful of? You know, are there things happening that people are reporting? Here's a great example. This came out the other day on NBC News that there are Uber and Lyft drivers picking up minors. Now, that's against company policy, right? But there's a big report on there about people's safety, especially minors being picked up by these drivers. And some of them are reportedly being assaulted and abused, right? Now, that's risk, right? This is an industry-wide issue right now being reported on a national level that touches to the heart of people's security and safety, more importantly, their children, right? Those two companies have an opportunity to step up and step in to create change in an industry, to set up safeguards, to set up, you know, checkpoints that would keep minors from getting in those cars, to keep them safe. But who's going to step up and do that? Which one will look at that as opportunity to set a new standard within their industry? It's like Tylenol back in the cyanide scare days, right? Where they had to recall millions of bottles. Well, James Burke, who was the president and chairman at the time, didn't look at how can we solve this problem for our company. He looked at it as what can we do to make an impact on the industry?
Yeah.
Which then became the tamper-resistant bottles, et cetera, that changed the face of bottling and pharma. In that industry, right? So it's all how you look at things. It's your perspective. Do I want to look just at how it's impacting my business, or can I look beyond that to actually build distinction for my company?
Yeah, you know, I want to, as we close out this show, I want to ask one last question. I had 700 questions on here. We only got to six of them, but can a person really ever truly recover from a reputation crisis? Let's say they didn't put forth the steps ahead of time, Mike. Mm-hmm. Let's see, they went through the crisis, they made the mistakes, they didn't seize the opportunity, they failed. There's rubble.
Yep. Yep.
Can they recover from that? And we've only got 60 seconds, but can they recover from that? And how's that look?
I would say you definitely can. I'll use the example, since we're on sports radio, of Alex Rodriguez and Roger Clemens.
Okay.
Two examples right there who were accused of, essentially doping, using, illegal substances, et cetera. Clemens took the approach of deny, right? Ended up in front of a congressional hearing. Certainly headed for the Hall of Fame, not going to be in Cooperstown, right? A-Rod, similar situation, came out and admitted, yeah, I was, and here's why I did it, and here's what's going on, and was able to move past it. Now still doing on-air work for television broadcasts. He's on, TV shows, et cetera, right? I think it's all in how you've approached the issue, right? If you come out and own it, like I said earlier, people will, A, respect that, right? And B, are willing to give you a second chance, right? The second is apologize. Authentically apologize, recognizing the harm that it's done, right? Not, I'm sorry I did it, but I'm sorry that this is what the impact was as a result of my actions, as a result of my decisions.
Take that ownership.
I own that as a leader, right? Don't pass the buck. But this is where you really have to tie it together, this next step, all right? It's a commitment to change. Not enough to say I did it and I'm sorry, but if you go back next week and start doing it again,
yeah,
right, erode your credibility. Zero. You've got to commit to the change consistently, and here's the other part, over time. You got to think long game here, folks. It's long game, right? And people will respect that, and you will see that you can rehab your reputation from a crisis.
Yeah, I love the A-Rod story. I mean, right. He went from one of the most hated athletes at one point when he was playing, very rich, but one of the most hated athletes, to now a respected broadcaster.
Absolutely.
Everyone loves him, and he's dating J-Lo. He's in pretty good shape.
So, guys, the point is you can get through a crisis.
Yeah, right. Yes.
But you might need Mike with you. Real quick, Mike, give that website one more time for me.
Absolutely, MikeMooney.com.
I love it. Guys, you just got done listening to one of the greatest shows in the history of the whole entire world. I bet my reputation on it. Solutions from the Huddle right here on ESPN Charlotte. Make it a great week. Looking to do business with some of the most professional individuals or companies locally? Look no further than Business Leaders Unleashed online at teamblue.org for a free list of well-vetted and experienced business professionals. That's teamblu.org.
Add value to your next corporate event. Hire talk show host, certified business coach, teacher, and speaker Titus Bartolotta, whose speaking style is motivational, informative, and engaging.
Hi, this is Titus Bartolotta. I'm the founder and president of the Lotta Foundation, Business Leaders Unleashed, and Collaborative Solutions Group. I'd love to add value to your next event and leave those that attend better for it.
To learn more about how you can book Titus Bartolotta for your next speaking event, visit team-csg.com or call direct at 704-765-1524.
Hey guys, Titus Bartolotta here, your host for Solutions from the Huddle. I just wanted to thank you for tuning in today. And if you want to stay involved and engaged in the show, we just ask that you come back every Sunday morning at 7:30 a.m. right here on ESPN Charlotte The Game 7:30. If you want to listen to the show on demand, be sure to check out ESPNCharlotte.net or team-csg.com, where we podcast the show so that you can listen to it on demand. Thanks again for your support. We hope you come back.
The preceding commercial program was sponsored and paid for by the hosts of this program, Charlotte, North Carolina, which is solely responsible for its content.